We are reading from the 10th canto, chapter 5, entitled The Meeting of Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev. We will discuss text 3 and 4. Text 4 has a purport and is on the board. I will first read text 4. Translation. Nanda Maharaj gave 2 million cows, completely decorated with cloth and jewels, in charity to the Brahmins. He also gave them 7 hills of grain, covered with jewels and with cloth, decorated with golden embroidery. Text 4 can repeat together. O King, by the passing of time, land and other material possessions become purified. By bathing, the body is purified. And by being cleansed, unclean things are purified. By purificatory ceremonies, birth is purified. By austerity, the senses are purified. And by worship and charity offered to the Brahmins, material possessions are purified. By satisfaction, the mind is purified. And by self-realization of Krishna consciousness, the soul is purified. Purport. These are Shastric injunctions concerning how one can purify everything according to Vedic civilization. Unless purified, anything we use will infect us with contamination. In India, 5,000 years ago, even in the villages such as that of Nanda Maharaj, people knew how to purify things, and thus they enjoyed even material life without contamination. Om Ajnanati Mrandasya Janjana Shanaka Sakshran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svamrapradamyam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vandiyam Shiyu Shiyuda Padakamalam Shirom Vaishnavamsam. Shri Rupam Jagajatam Saganaragnatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Satvetam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Saganalita Shivishakam Vitam Sha He Krishna Guna Sinu Dina Bandhu Chiat Pate Kaupesha Kaupka Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kansna Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanesvri Vrishabhana Sutadevi Pranamama Haripriye Vangha Kalapatrubhyasa Kripa Tindrubhivasa Patanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnabhyo Namunama Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Chiyadvaita Kadada Shiva Sati Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Charu Swamiti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine. Namastu Sarasvata Devi Gauravani Pacharani. Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paskachai Desatarane Srila Prabhupada Ki. In the first verse, it's mentioned how Nanda Maharaj gave 2 million cows completely decorated and adorned with gold to the Brahmins in charity. That it said Vasudev was in prison with Devaki, and he could not give charity to the Brahmins on the occasion of the birth of his son. But it is said he gave charity in his mind. He gave 10,000 of cows in charity to the Brahmins within his mind. That later, when Lord Krishna killed Kamsa in the wrestling arena, then Vasudev was enthroned as a king, that and then he gave all this cause that he gave before in his mind in Chaitya to the Brahmins, he gave them in reality in to the Brahmins in charity. Interesting here is that if we are not able to do devotional service with our senses, we can do it in our mind. If we are, we have been properly trained during our devotional during our devotional life, we will be able to give charity and to do devotional service in our mind. For the moment, I'm counseling two devotees who are both terminally ill. And at a certain moment, you come to the stage, you cannot chant anymore. It's not possible physically. But still, they are chanting in their minds. So that's, but you can only do that when you have been trained and practiced during one's life. Then text 5 speaks about all kinds of purification that, of course, in the 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Abhaya, Sattva, Samsutir, Jnana Yoga, Vyavastiti, it is said that these are the qualities of a sannyasi, but should be the qualities of all devotees. Abhay means fearless, and then striving for purification of one's existence. That and jnana yoga vyavastiti, and an important way to do that is the cultivation of transcendental knowledge. That because it's true. The transcendental knowledge, we become purified. That in verse 4:10 of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains how the process of Krishna consciousness works, how the purification takes place. Vitaraga bhayakruda manmaya mamapashyuta bhavo janatapasa putamatma bhava agatam. This is a very encouraging verse because it says many, many great sages in the past have become free from attachment, fear, and anger. So here you have already the meaning of purification, free from attachment, fear, and anger. That because attachment is the cause of lust. Fear is caused by identifying with the body. That's anger is caused by unfulfilled lust. So to get rid of these impurities of our consciousness, and that's purification. Vitraya bhayakroda. They said many, many great sages in the past have become purified from attachment, fear, and anger by developing transcendental knowledge for me, about me. By developing transcendental knowledge, they have become purified. And after that purification, then they have developed transcendental love for me. Also in the 5th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna makes a point to Arjuna, Kayena manasabhutya kevlar indiyarapi yogna karma kumvanti sangham chyatvatma sudaye. The yogis, Krishna says, they give up all attachment and they act with the body, mind, and intelligence just, and with the senses also, just for the purpose of purification. だった。So, in the fourth canto of the Bhagavatam, we have Lord Shiva speaking to Sati, and he explains, Krishna consciousness is pure consciousness. In this Krishna consciousness is pure consciousness, the Lord is uncovered within the heart. So Krishna is in our heart, but only when our consciousness is pure, we can perceive his presence. So that's pure consciousness. Then you are always conscious of Krishna, in your heart, in others' hearts. Vidya Vinaya Sampane Brahmana Kava Hastini Suna Sev Sapaketsa Panita Samadakshina. Then see, one gets equal vision, sees the Lord present in everyone's heart. Now, on that question of purity, there are two levels, I would say. You have the purity of consciousness, but you have the purity of our acts. What's the purpose of speaking Bhagavad Gita? Is to learn how we can act as a spirit soul and not as the body. And that action as a spirit soul, that's something we can apply immediately. Purification may take many years. But this acting as a spirit soul, we can do immediately. So that's confirmed in the Bhakti-rasamrita Sindhu, that one can act as a liberated soul. The only consideration is that one must act just for the pleasure of Krishna in this, or the spiritual, or his representative, the spiritual master. That's acting on the liberated platform. It's acting in our real condition as a spirit soul, which Lord Krishna described the spirit soul as a part and parcel, a separated, an eternal separate part and parcel. And Lord Chaitanya says, Gopi Bharta Kamalur Dasana 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 Das. Who are we? We are the servant of the lover of the gopis, Sri Krishna. So in the Nectar of Devotion, it is said, Iyayasya dasye karmanamana sagiri nikalas apyavastasu chivan mukta sa uchate. When we act in Krishna consciousness, or it means in the service of Krishna, that, and one uses his body, mind, intelligence, words, senses in the service of the Supreme Lord, one is a liberated person. That even when one is in this material world, although he may be engaged in many so-called material activities. So the Bhagavad Gita explains the art of doing work in Krishna consciousness. In some purport of the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna, Srila Prabhupada mentions, one should organize one's time in such a way that one cannot else than think of Krishna 24 hours a day, using our mind, body, mind, and words in the service of Krishna. And that's the cause of liberation, and purification. Acting on that platform means without false ego, no motivation to exploit anyone. It's acting with the belief, I'm not this material body. It's acting with the understanding that I belong to Krishna. My spirit soul belongs to Krishna. I belong to Krishna. My body is belongs to Krishna. So that it means if we act in that way, on that liberated platform, we are always connected with Krishna. And what's happening when we are connected with Krishna? Krishna, it's mentioned in the Shri Upanishad, is antiseptic and prophylactic. Antiseptic means if we have Krishna in our mind, then we are purified of lust, anger, greed, envy, and so on. And prophylactic, if we are engaged in Krishna consciousness, then there is no time for engagement in material activities. Like I told yesterday in a lecture, someone asked Srila Prabhupada that, Srila Prabhupada, do you have lust in your mind? And Srila Prabhupada said, no. But then the same day in the afternoon, he was leaving the temple, and when he went out of the temple, the devotee who asked that question opened the door of the car. And Srila Prabhupada looked at him and said, in fact, I've lust in my mind, but I've no time for it. Too busy. So we must make sure that we are always engaged in Krishna consciousness. And then this purification will start taking place. Jnanena tutadakhyanam yesam nasnam atmana tesima ditya vachyanam pakasyati tatparam. Then it's like when one is enlightened with this transcendental knowledge, then nations is destroyed. This knowledge reveals everything as the sun lights up in the daytime. In other words, Krishna gives you realizations from within the heart. Tesham satyuknam bhajtam piti purvakam dadami buddhiyogam tam yenamam upayantite. And then, tesham evanakampartam amma jnana chamtaman jnana bhavashto jnana tipanabhasvatam. So then Krishna enters the heart and gives us realizations. Jnana becomes vijnanam. So, by hearing transcendental knowledge, we come out, and by practicing this transcendental knowledge, we come out of the world of duality. Duality means hankering and lamentation. That's if we are hankering for something in this world, or we lament, that is a sign we are under the duality of this world. The Brahma-Buddha platform is called Brahma-Buddha Prashanatmana Shushtina Kangshati. One is peaceful, is beyond duality from the moment one does not hanker and lament anymore. But transcendental knowledge is so powerful. Just by hearing it, one comes out of a situation of lamentation. We see the story of Citra Ketu, and by the mercy of Angira Muni, he got his son, Harsha Soka. There you have that word Soka, Shoshati, Soka, lamentation. Harsha means happiness. So it was a son who was going to bring him great happiness, but great distress also. And when the son was born, there was great happiness. But then the son was poisoned by some of the queens, and the son died, and there was great distress. So, hankering and lamentation. But then, when Chitraketu was in this state of lamentation, then Narada Muni came with Angira Muni. And Narada Muni, by his mystic power, the soul entered again the body of the child. And Narada Muni spoke directly to the soul in the body and said, look, here your parents, by leaving, what a distress did you cause? And then Spirit soul spoke, which father and mother do you mean? I've got millions of fathers and mothers. Which one? And then the soul left. Immediately, Citraketa understood the temporary nature of all these bodies, and he came quick out of his lamentation. That there is another example of that, Hiranyakasipu, that is a big demon, but still he had knowledge of Vedic culture, and he had transcendental knowledge, that of course partial, but when his brother Hiranyaksha was was killed by Shivaradev, then his queens were lamenting. And so Hiranyakasipu went to console them, and he told them a story. He told them a story of a king who had fought on the battlefield, and he lost the battle. And his body was lying there with his hair scattered and all his jewels, and all his queens were sitting around him lamenting. They were crying very loud, "Now you have left us. You are dead, we are dead." And they were crying so loud that Yamaraj heard it. And Yamaraj decided to appear in the form of a young boy. And he came to these lamenting queens and said, "Oh, that is strange. You are much older than me. You must have the experience of so many persons leaving their body dying. So you know death is coming. So why are you lamenting?" Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, "One who takes birth, death is sure. One who dies, birth is sure." So that's the only thing we really know in this world. We have to go. But still, when it happens, lamentation comes. But by transcendental knowledge, we become purified. Tat buddhyas tad atmatas tat nishta tat praya kachanta punaravitam jnana nirduta kalmasam. Jnana nirduta kalmasam. All doubts and misgivings are removed from the heart just by using body, mind, and intelligence in the servants of the Lord. Now, in this verse 4 here, there are different kinds of ways of purifications that are mentioned. Yeah, first there is mention of austerity. Austerity in Bhagavad Gita is said as a means of purification, austerity of the body first. How do we purify the body? It is said by worshipping the Supreme Lord, by worshipping the Brahmins, by worship of the spiritual master, by keeping the body very clean, by living simple, by living a life of celibacy, and practicing non-violence. They are all related to the lifestyle of a devotee. Then there is austerity of speech. Austerity of speech, Nutvira Kramvatyam Satyampriyas. Anyway, that's 17:15 of Bhagavad Gita. I mean, speaking words that are truthful, pleasing, beneficial, and not agitating others, and also reciting the Vedic literature. When Vidura, after the war of Kurukshetra, came to visit, after many years of pilgrimage, he came to visit Hastinapur, the Pandavas. Just to wake up vidura with transcendental knowledge. But when he arrived, he told so many stories about his pilgrimage, but it is But it did not reveal that the Yadus had destroyed each other and that Lord Krishna has left the planet. It did not mention that. In that purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, yes, there is already so much distress in our lives that there is no necessity to make it worse. That then there is austerity of the mind, satisfaction, simplicity, gravity, self-control, and purification of one's existence are the austerity of the mind. That so an austerity of the mind is certainly self-control. That there are so many allurements for the senses. That Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, even one of the roaming senses can destroy your spiritual life. It's so dangerous, can be victimized every moment. It is at the roaming senses. The senses are trying to get pleasure in so many ways. And we must control the senses by engaging them always in Krishna consciousness and not to meditate on enjoying, giving enjoyment to the senses. Then there are purification ceremonies. That you have the Garbhadhan ceremony before sexual intercourse. Here, in previous verse, the Jata Karma, the birthday ceremony was described. During the pregnancy, you have the Simon Tanmaya ceremony, which is a sacrifice done for getting a healthy physical and mental healthy child. That then the Namakaran ceremony, the name giving ceremony, the Anaprasan. Prasan's ceremony, the first solid food offered. So these are all purification ceremonies which devotees should do. It's purifying. It's purifying. It's also a milestone, like you have an initiation ceremony. Means you make vows and then you have to act as a devotee before. You are different than before. The Brahman thread ceremony. Then one is a Brahman afterwards, has to act differently than before. So it's purifying. It's a new beginning. Nanda Maharaj followed these ceremonies very strictly. That austerity and purification. So, what is our austerity as a devotee? King Rishabhadev speaks about that. Nayam diodeya bhajamni loke kastan kamanarte vidbucham ye tapo divyam putrika yena sattvam sudye yasma bansokyam vanantan. He speaks about tapo divyam, divine austerity. One should engage in penance and austerity to attain the divine position of devotional service. By such activity, one's heart is purified When one attains this position, he attains eternal blissful life, which is transcendental to material happiness, and which continue forever. So a devotee is interested in Shreya Uttama, the highest good. We want to attain a happiness that never ends. We want to regain our nature of Satchit Ananda, eternal, full of happiness and knowledge. And now in this body we are experiencing the opposite. But Tapo Divyan means one must do all what necessary to attain that position. And that includes things to do and things not to do. Like Lord Brahma, before the creation, he did not know how to create. He was sitting on his lotus flower. It was dark, and there was wind, and he heard the word tapa, austerity, and he started to do austerities. And by these austerities, Krishna gave him the knowledge. Tena brahmari daya atakiya kavaye, from within the heart, and the knowledge to create by this austerity. So, another point mentioned here, that, of course, Nanda Maharaj gave 2 million cows to the Brahmins. The importance of worship and charity offered to the Brahmins. I heard one ISKCON guru giving a lecture at the occasion of the second initiation, and he said, "Yes, you are now initiated as Brahmins, so you have a new service that as a Brahmin, you must now accept prasad and eat on behalf of Vishnu." The Brahmins eat to the, Lord Vishnu eats to the Brahman, to the mouth of the Brahmins. So the Brahmins are very dear to Lord Krishna. That's explained in the third canto of the Bhagavatam. In that canto, when the four Kumaras go to Vaikuntha, and then we know the story how they curse Jai and Vishjai, but immediately Lord Narayan appeared at the gate of Vaikuntha. And he said to the four Kumaras, "The Brahmins are very dear to me. I'm ready to lop off my own harm if my harm would hurt them." So that shows how dear the Brahmins are to the Supreme Lord. Ko Brahmanya Itayasha. The Brahmins are very dear to the Supreme Lord. And we can please the Brahmins. We can offend the Brahmins. That's not so good. I just was reading Krishna book, the story of King Nriha, who was known for his charity, and he gave cows, as described here, completely decorated with cloth, jewels, in charity to the Brahmins. But then he gave a cow to a Brahmin, but some way or other the cow came back into his herd. And he gave the same cow in charity to another Brahmin. And then the first Brahmin said, "Oh, this is my cow." And the other Brahmin said, "No, it's my cow, I just received it." And they started to... And finally they said, "Oh, it's the fault of King Nriha, because he made that mistake." And then he became cursed to become a lizard. So generally, as a means of purification in Bhagavad Gita, charity, penance, and austerity, the sages say, should never be given up. Jahya dana tapa should never be abandoned. But it said, charity should be given in goodness to a worthy person. Srila Prabhupada in some purport writes, yes, charity should be given at the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, at the Brahmins, of the Vaishnavas, because a Vaishnava is higher than a Brahmin. And then it's mentioned here, satisfaction of the mind, that the mind should be satisfied. What does it mean to satisfy the mind? It should be devoid of duplicity. One should think always of the welfare of all. This duplicity is quite... duplicity is a sign of being absorbed in the duality of this material world. It is a sign of the presence of envy. But a devotee must learn to act without this envy, without duplicity. And that's mentioned in the third canto, how to act in relationships without this duplicity. It's in the fourth canto. But this verse says, yes, if one encounters someone who is more qualified than oneself, then one should be pleased to meet such a person. Because one can learn from that person. If one meets someone on an equal level, then one should make friends with that person. And if one meets someone less qualified, one should try to elevate this person. So that's thinking of the welfare of all. But in the material world, many times it's the opposite. You see someone more qualified, you try to bring the person down by all means. And you meet someone who is equal and you start to boast and speak about all your realizations and all the wonderful things you have done. And then someone less qualified just put him down. That's the material consciousness. But we, as devotees, we think, we are supposed to think of the welfare of all. And then, by self-realization, the soul is purified. Of course, the soul is always pure, but it's the consciousness which is contaminated. It is the symptom of the soul. And this consciousness, purifying this consciousness, first you have the contamination. Contamination is described in the third chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, like an embryo covered by the womb, like smoke is covering fire, and like dust is covering a mirror. So how to remove discoverings. What are discoverings? Avitram jnanam etena jnanina nitya varina. It causes, discoverings are lust, anger, greed, and so on. And by that, it makes us forget who we are. It causes five illusions, discoverings. Discoverings are described in the second canto of the Bhagavatam by Lord Brahma, who at the moment he starts the Visarga, the secondary creation. He creates five coverings. That first is tamas, moha, mahamoha, tamishra, andatamishra, five coverings of illusion. And one comes out of another. The first is tamas. One forgets that one is a spirit soul, an eternal living being. And then moha comes, because we are individuals. We need an identification, so we identify with the body. I, false I. And then after that, the next covering comes, mahamoya. We think, oh, this is for my enjoyment, this is mine. The mind comes. And then from that the third covering comes. Because you think this is mine, it starts to change. And you suffer. Because it's also temporary. And then anatta-mishra is a final illusion. I'm going to die. But we don't die. We are eternal living beings in this body. We don't die. We just go to our next body at the time of death. So this purification in our age, of course, Lord Chaitanya said, seto darpana marjanam. We should cleanse the dust of the mirror of our heart. That we should get rid of these illusions. Just by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So at initiation we make a vow to chant these names, and to follow the regulative principles to avoid sinful contamination. Spiritual initiation in the 11th canto is the means for purification of the spirit soul. But that's the means. But it says the process to attain that is devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that eradicates all sinful reaction. Together with the purification, we get rid of our reactions. In Nectar of the Emotions, four kinds of reactions. Aparabdha karma, parabdha karma, unmanifest manifest, kuta bija, the inclination to eat again, the seed. It's all destroyed. Therefore, the process of bhakti is supreme. Only devotional service can destroy all these reactions, because it's Lord Krishna in our heart who destroys them if he is pleased with our service to the spiritual master. So that's what I could say on this ways of purification described in these verses. It's factually, it's a very deep verse, very deep meaning. Any question?